Okay, so we got to the Mishnah, Lamatas of an Aleph. Eilu Yerokis, the following vegetables, other miyotze ben miyadecha vasa, the Pesach, you could be yotze your chiv of mar. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed which type of grains you could use for matzah. Now, which type of vegetables one can use for mar. Bechazeres, betamcha, becharchavina, beulshinu v'mar. So all of them, the Gemara is going to discuss what they are, so we'll just translate them in Hebrew for now. Bechazeres, betamcha, becharchavina, beulshinu v'mar. These types, yoytze behem, and your yoytze with them, beilachim, whether they're still moist, beinivashim, or whether they're already dried out. Avaloi kivushim, not if they're preserved, if they're pickled in vinegar or something like that, then you cannot be yetzer with them. Veloi shlukim, and not if they're very cooked. Rashi says the difference always, veloi mishalim, and not regular cooked. Rashi says that shlukim is always that it's boiled to the point that the vegetable falls apart already on its own. And mishalim is regular cooked. And you could combine different ones for a kazayas. When you're mechuyev to eat a kazayas amar, but if one ate, let's say, a half a zayas of chazaras and a half a zayas of tamcha, he's yotzei his chiyuv because collectively he had a kazayas amar. It doesn't all have to be from the same type. V'yotzei bekelach shalohem, and you yotzei with eating the stalks, meaning not necessarily do you have to eat after the leaves. Even the stalk you'll be yotzei with. We'll see more in the Gemara what the Mishnah means by this line over here, yotzei bekelach shalem. Uvedmai, and just like we said by matzah, that you're yotzei with the grain, even if it's the mai, so too over here, you're yotzei with the mar, even if it's produce that came from an amaret. Uvedmai sarishin shenitlo trumasi, or with mai sarishin that the Trumas Ma'aser was taken off, because now that the Trumas Ma'aser was taken off, it's mutter to eat. And similarly, Ma'aser Sheni and Hekdesh were redeemed, because even though originally they were Ma'aser Sheni and Hekdesh and they couldn't be eaten, but now that they're redeemed, they could be eaten, the regular chulin, and therefore you could be yetzer with them. So the Gemara translates, Chazeres is Chasa. Chazeres is what we know as Chasa, which most understand to mean lettuce. So this is the makar. There's a shaila, and some hold that it's a specific type of lettuce. Some hold it's all type of lettuce, but it's from the lettuce family. Ulshin, what is ulshin? Hindavi. Ulshin is hindavi, which most understand is endives. Tamcha, amarabo barbachana tamachta shema. It's known as tamachta, which. So, according to the French word that Rashi says, so they say that it's something called horse hound or whore hound or whatever. But most understand that it's, which is Arminic, that it's horseradish, or like many translated into Yiddish or German, whatever it was, they translated it as grain. Charchavina. It's a certain vine that grows up on a dekel, on a palm tree. So that vine that was common to grow on a palm tree, that's also a vegetable, and it was bitter, and that was what's known as charchavina. And last, the mar, what is mar? Marirta. It's this bitter vegetable, which again, according to the French word that Rashi says, it would be what's known as wormwood, whatever that is. Tal Bar Kapara has a brisa, so we're going to list now a collection of brises that all of these brises say lists of what you could use for mar. Many of them are repeating what we already know, but each brisa adds a couple or one or two more that haven't been mentioned yet. Tal Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara says, Eli Rokis, Sha'alim Yetzi Bohem Yedeche Vosav Pesach, with the following vegetables, a person could be Yetzi, is Chiyuv An Pesach, Be'ulshin, which is what we said before, is Endais, Be'tamcha, is what we said before, Tamach Tashema, which is that, the horseradish, Be'char Chalin, with Charchalin, which Rashi says I have no idea what that is, but Charchavinim is the Charchavin of the Mishnah. Ubechazirin is with the Chazaris that the Mishnah mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Af Ulshei Sodeh V'Ulshei Gino, the end eyes of the field, the end eyes of the garden, the Chazaris and Chazaris. So the Mora asks, Ulshei Gino V'Chazaris, the end eyes that grow in the garden, and Chazaris, Hatan and the Reisha, already said them. Meaning the Stam Ulshin are Ulshei Gino, the ones that grow in the garden. Ulshei Sodeh is a different variation of end eyes. But also Gina, those are the regular endives, and Chazaris as well was mentioned in the ratio. So Rabbi Yehuda says Ach even, and he adds three things. Two of them were mentioned already by the Tanakhama. What's Rabbi Yehuda adding them for? After the Gemara Hachika Amar, this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Af Ulshei Sodeh, the endives, the wild ones that grow in the fields, Ulshei Gina and Chazaris have the same status as Ulshei Gina and Chazaris, just like Ulshei Gina and Chazaris. We know you're Yoytze with, because that's the part of the list that the Tanakhama said. So Ulshei Sodeh is the same thing. It's a different variation of endive, and even though it has a shem levoy, it has a second name appended to it, but it's still part of the same general species of endive, and therefore one may could be Yoytze with it. Remeir says, Af Asvos Vitura Umar Yeroyer. These types of vegetables, Asvos, Tura, Umar Yeroyer, also may be used for Mara. Omer lei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said to Remeir, Aslo Satura Echaru, because it sounds like Remeir is adding three or maybe even four different types of vegetables over here. So Rabbi Yossi says, Aslo Satura Echaru, it's one and the same. It's two different names for the same vegetable. It's not two separate vegetables. Umar Zahu Yeroyer, and according to the gifts that we have over here, Mar Zawi Yeroyer means the second ones also that you said Mar Yeroyer. Also, it's two different names for the same vegetable. Mar and Yeroyer are the same. Tana Debei Shmuel. Then Shmuel had a brayso. Elu Yerokos Sha'alim Yetzib Em Yedecha Vosev Pesach. The following vegetables a person could be Yetzib Yeschiv on Pesach. Bechazeres, Beulshin, Betamcha, Becharvinim. Which most Rishonim understand that Charvinim is the same as Char Charvinim, even though it has an extra ches in there, but it means the same thing. Uvecharginim is some type of plant that's from the oregano family. Ubehadufnim and Hadufnim. Hadufnim, art scroll brings a translation that's absent. Absinthine or something like that. I have no idea what that is. Some type of bitter vegetable. So all these things, one could also be yotze mara with them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Av chazeres yoylin v'chazeres ganim kayotze b'hem." It's similar to what we had before with Ulshei Gina and Ulshei Sodeh. So there's different types of different variations of chazeres. So even the subspecies of Chazaris known as Chazaris Yoylim, or the one that's known as Chazaris Galim, could also be used. They're all included in Chazaris. Rabbi Lo Amar Mishum Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lo says, in the name of Rabbi Lozer, Af Arkablin could also be used for Mara. Arkablin is some type of ivy that grows on trees. V'chazarti al kol talmidov, and this is Rabbi Lozer talking. When I heard this in the name of Rabbi Lozer that he says that our kavim may be used, so I went to all of Rabbi Lozer's other talmidim to see if anybody else heard the same as I did. V'kashi lichaver, and I searched for a chaver for someone to say the same as mivalei mitzasi, and I didn't find anybody who heard that from Rabbi Lozer the same way I did, that one may be yotze with our kavim. V'kshavasi. The name of Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, but however, when I came to Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, then he agreed to me that yes, that was Rabbi Lozer Shita, that you could be Yotze with our Kavlin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Sheyesh Lo Sarav. Rabbi Yehuda basically generalizes it, any type of vegetable that when you cut it, it has like this whitish fluid, this milky colored fluid that comes out of it, so literally sap. So then it's a bitter vegetable, and you could be a tzemara with it. Rabbi Yechon ben Breiko, says kol shapot of machsifin, that it's pale, meaning it's not a deep green, but rather it's like a palish green. So then it's bitter, and then you could be yotzei mara with it. Achirim say kol yerok mar yesh leisarav upon of machsifin. So the pashtus is the achirim are coming to say that you need both criteria in order to be considered mara. It has to have sarav, and it has to be upon of machsifin. From all the examples that we learned in all the from all the different Tanaim and all the various brises that we quoted, we could learn, because we could look at all of those examples and see what's the common denominator. Yerek mar yesh sarf, that the bitter vegetables, in order to be considered mar, they have this sarf, they have this whitish fluid that comes out when you cut them, when you crush them, upon a masivin, and they have a palish color. So the pashas is, what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to do, is paskin like the achirim of the Brisa, to say that you need both criteria in order to be considered mar. I was wondering, I never saw anything come out. Lettuce is definitely pale. It's interesting, most people try to use dafka romaine lettuce, which is a darker version of lettuce than most lettuces.
Right, but it doesn't have any.
But I never saw anything come out when you cut it. Maybe when it's very fresh before it's dried, then it comes to us. Maybe there is, I don't know. I was wondering about that. Amar Abuna, halacha ka'achirim, we pass them like the achirim, that you need these two criteria, and if any vegetable that has them, is one is yoytze for mar. Ravina Ashkeche, the Rav Acha Brei D'Rava. Ravina met one time, saw that Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, Dava Mahadir Amarirta, that he was looking to use for Pesach the vegetable that's known as Marirta, which we translated before as wormwood. He wanted to use that as for his mar. Amalei, so we asked him, my daita, why are you trying to use dafka that one? Why you prefer that one? The Marirta Tfei, because maybe it's more bitter, so you want to get the most bitter one. That's the most lechatchila. That's mistama what you're thinking. Fact there, v'ha chazeres tnan, the Mishnah, the first one that the Mishnah mentions is chazeres. If that's the first one, it would seem that's the most preferable. The Tana de Beis Shmuel and Huadin in Shmuel's Brisa, Chazeres, it's the first one that's mentioned is also, again, Chazeres. V'amar Rabbi Ishiya, and Rabbi Ishiya said, Mitzvah b'Chazeres, the Mitzvah min ha-mukhre, the best one to use, the most preferable, is Chazeres. V'amar Rava, and Rava explained, my Chazeres, like we said before, what is this Chazeres? Chasa, lettuce. My chasa, and what's the significance of lettuce more than any of the other maras? It's not more bitter, definitely, than the other ones, so why is this more lechatchila? Because the lashon of chasa is the chas rachmano yilavon. Part of the mara is we remember the bitter life we had, and then Hashem had rachmanus on us, and took us out of the Shibud Mitzrayim. So since the name chasa reminds us of this, because chasa is from the lashon of chas, of the lashon of rachmanus, of pity, so therefore, it's more preferable to use that for mar. Another remez that we have to dafka use chasa, because Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, lama nimshalu mitzriim kimar, why were the mitzriim compared to mar, like as the psukim say, vayimaru es chayim, why does he use dafka such a lashon of mar? Why was the shivut of mitzriim compared to mar? Loimar, Lach, to tell you, my mara is there, just like mara. Shetchilase rach v'sleife kasha. Lettuce at first, when it grows, the leaves are very soft. If you leave it in the ground too long, it becomes hard. So, af mitzriim, tchilase rach v'sleife kasha. That's the way the Shibud of Mitzrayim was. First it was soft. First they very nicely invited everybody to come and work. And they paid them for it. And they made it like it was easy. And then, as time went on, the seven kasha it became very exceedingly difficult. So, bottom line, we see that it's more that the mitzvah min ha-mukhre, the best one to do, is chasa. So, why are you going out of your way to use this marirta? So, I'm like, how do you be? You're right. I'm chayzer.
How is Sarah passing chazeres is better, and what's this thing of?
That's the kasha. He was looking. The story started out. He was trying to get dafka mirror. So he asked him, why are you trying to get Dafka Mar Chazeres, which is Chasa, is better?
Right.
So he said, Anachanami, Hadri be, I'm Chazer from using Mar. From now on, I'll try to.
What's wrong with Anachanami?
The Pasuk says, Vayimaru es Chayim. Right? So the Mishnah will compare to Mar.
Yeah.
Now, Mar over here, we don't mean Marirta. Mar, we mean like we say Mar, means bitter vegetables. The whole category. And the reason is because Mar is philosopher Rakam is kasha. Now, out of all the species, which is the one that shows that the most? Lettuce. Much more, I don't know what Marirta is, I never seen it, but it sounds like it doesn't have that mila of philosopher Rakam is kasha. So that would be another reason to lechatchila use chazeres as opposed to this marirta.
It's not explicit about that.
Right. I don't know if it means the most compared to all the meaning, but at least over this min for sure.
More than
marirta.
For sure, better to use
chazeres
than the white
stock. Lefi's there, and many poskim discuss this. Lefi's there, the reason why many people did it is I think in Europe that was what they had available to them, that was their minig, and also because the lettuce is, you have bug issues, but theoretically if you want to go straight halacha, to all other considerations aside, many person mentioned that it's not a mila to get chrein that's more bitter. It's if anything the lettuce is if anything is more. It is more like lachatchila based on the Gemara. One more thing that people are not sure of is because, like we mentioned before, it's not clear exactly which type of lettuce the Chas is referring to. Maybe that's why some people took chrein instead.
But it's an interesting promotion. It's just interesting. I know some chayav wasn't well, and Pesach, he was right. All nervous just going to take tomorrow a whole spoon for it.
Right.
And he took it towards his mouth and he put it down. Some benchmark is not just it. There's some story there,
but that was. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
I'm saying it's interesting
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Right. That's what. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. No, but this point, the contemporary placement, this point is definitely brought up that if anything, there might be a more lachatchila of eating dafka lettuce.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think you shouldn't even start it, though.
Right. So that's what I do. This way, you get to all the opinions. Right.
No, but I'm saying that you shouldn't eat them together because of the taste.
What do you mean? You should not be.
You shouldn't eat
Mar. Oh, because in case it's not enough, right? So you eat separately. You eat this one first, and then that one.
So, but our Mishnah was said mitzarif and lekzayis. That's
no, because the reason why they're chayshah for bittul is because they're chayshah that the type of lettuce we're using is not what the Gemara is referring to. So if it's not mar, then it could be mavatal. If it's two things that we know are for sure mar, then they're not mavatal each other, then they're mitzarif.
One of them is just not one of the meaning at all.
Right.
Horseradish is more likely to be that
thing. Well, because horseradish, A, has the simonim, and B, is it physically, you know it's bitter. The problem with our lettuce is that you taste it, especially iceberg, you taste it, it doesn't have a bitter taste to it. So it's very hard to say that this was the vegetable that Gemara was referring to. So tradition is it's some type of lettuce, but how do we know it's dafka this type of lettuce? And how do we know that our tradition is right in the translation?
Anything,
as long as it's murr. But but it has to be. It's obviously mar, right? Right, and it has to have these criteria. Does iceberg lettuce have these criteria? Yeah.
No, but I don't think any. I've never seen a lettuce.
Right, so that's cool for what they're afraid of. Yeah. Okay, Amalei Rav Chumi LaAbaye. Then Rav Chumi told Abaye, "Mimai da'ai mar min yeraku." All the ones that we mentioned now, and really that's how the Mishnah starts off, they all have to be yarukos, vegetables. Who said that mara has to be a vegetable? It says, amar tz marar miyachlu, you have to say, I have something bitter. Who said it has to be a vegetable? Imar marirta de kufya. Maybe it's the bitter part, the gall of a fish. Kufya is some type of fish that has a very bitter part to it. So maybe that's what mara means. So says the Gemara, no, that can't be. Because Dumi the Matzah, the Torah says a Matzah is Merer Mechlu, compares Mara to Matzah. So it has to be comparable to matzah. Ma matzah could do the karka, avmara could do the karka. Just like matzah grows from the ground, so tomorrow it has to be a min that grows from the ground. Fish don't grow from the ground. Remela can't be that. Ve'ema hirduf. Maybe it's this hirduf. Rashi says hirduf is the H that the Medrash says when they came to Mara, the city of Mara, and the water was bitter. And Hashem told Moshe to take a wood and throw it into the water, and that will make the water sweet. And like Chazal say, it was a nes b'sech nes, because he took a bitter tree, a bitter piece of wood, and he threw it into the bitter water, and the bitter made the bitter sweet. So that tree was known as the hirduf tree. So maybe that's what you should say. I mean, who says it has to be a yarek, a plant? Maybe it could be a tree, and use the hirduf tree. So again, says the Gemara, dumi the matzah, it has to be comparable to matzah. Ma matzah means zroim. It's zroim, it's a plant as opposed to a tree. All the grains grow from the ground, they don't grow on trees. So avmar, so tomorrow has to be min zroim. Ve'ema harzifu, maybe it's this min that's called harzifu. Rashi says it's something that's very bitter and it's poisonous for an animal to eat. Obviously, I guess it's not poisonous for a person, because then there's no halamin that a person should eat it. So the Gemara says, Dumi the matzah. Again, it has to be Dumi the matzah. Ma matzah shenikakas because of maizah, just like matzah could be purchased with maizah sheni money. When a person goes to Yerushalayim and he has maizah sheni money, he has to spend it on food items. So all the types of grain that one may use for matzah are grains that could be purchased with maizah sheni money. Achmar, so to the mara that you're using, shenikach b'kesa maizah, has to be something that can be purchased with maizah sheni money. And since this is what?
You use matzah
sheni. No, it has to be the species. I mean, obviously the matzah itself is a machloikis we had before, right. But it means it's the type of species that's called food, uh-huh. Enough that it's that species could have been purchased with maizah sheni money. So to mara. Now this hirduf is here harzifu over here is. Because it's not really a food, most people don't eat it, it's poisonous to animals, and even people don't really eat it, it's not considered a food. Therefore, it wouldn't be able to be purchased with maizah sheni money, so this species cannot be mar. Omele rabba bar revchonin labai. Ema mar chad. Maybe, who said that it could be a whole list of vegetables that are considered mar? Maybe there's one specific type of vegetable that it meant mar, and whatever the term meant, it meant, and all the rest of them can't be used. So the Gemara says, no, meroirim ksiv. It says, amataz meroirim yechlu, lashon rabim. So, there's plural, there's many types of mar that could maybe used. So maybe minimum of plural is always two. So maybe there's two types of mara. Who said there's a whole list? There's five, there's ten, who said? Maybe there's only two minim that may be used as mara. So the Gemara says again, Dumi the matzah. Because again, mara is compared to matzah. Ma matzah minim habit could be made out of many different minim. We know that there's five species of grain that one may make matzah from. So afmara minim habit, so tomorrow could be made from many, could be used many different types of vegetables. As long as they fit the criteria of whatever is called mar. Amarabo baravuna amarav. Yeroka shamur chachamim sha'adam yeseb emidei chavasa v'pesach. The vegetables that we say that one may use for mar on Pesach, kulam nizroyim baruga achas. They all may be planted in the same row. So as of now, the Gemara means to say they may be planted with each other, that there's no hilchas kalayim from one to the other. So the memra of Fakti Gemara, is that to say to Lesvu Mishum Kalayim, that there's no Kalayim planting all these different types of vegetables together? Masiv Rava Chazeres or Chazeres Galim. The Mishnah says in Kalayim, Chazeres and Chazeres Galim, so like we had before, Chazeres Galim is some subspecies, some variation of Chazeres, but since they're very similar to each other, so then they're not Kalayim to plant them with each other. The same halacha, Olshin Olshin Sadeh, the regular olshim garden endives and olshim sada and the wild ones, the endives that grow in the field, again, since they're similar to each other, are not climbing with each other. Kreshim and kreshim sada, the regular leeks and the leeks that grow out wild in the field, or kuzber is coriander, the kuzber is sada and the wild coriander that grows in the fields. Chardol is mustard, chardol amisri, and a different variation of mustard known as Egyptian mustard, or the last amisri, the Egyptian gourd haramutso, which is a different variation of gourd. Einim klayim zebezeh. So each pair, they're similar to each other, and therefore they're not klayim with each other. So it's mashma. Chazeres v'chazeres galim, dafka chazeres and chazeres galim in are not klayim with each other. But chazeres v'ulshin, lettuce and endives, loy, you cannot be planted with each other. Those are collide with each other. But didn't you get finished saying before that all types of mara, and one of the types of mara is chazeres, and another type of mara is olshin? If all types of mara are not collide with each other, so you shouldn't be able to mix dafka chazeres with chazeres galim. You should even be able to mix chazeres and olshin. V'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me kulabadi. The way I read the Brice is wrong. You don't read it as pairs, that the two of each pair may be mixed with each other, but rather the Brice is a one big list, and anything that's in the list can be mixed with each other. It says the Gemara that can't be, because V'amar Rav explained the Brice as Zugas Katani, that the Brice means pairs. That in each pair, you can mix the two of that pair together, but it doesn't mean you can mix one from pair A with one from pair B. So back to the kasha. So we see that you can't mix the different types of maras with each other. So and for the gemara, my mizrayim da'amar Rav. What does it mean, mizrayim, that you could plant them together? That Rav referred to in mizrayim kil chasan. It doesn't mean to say that you could plant it together as a mixture. Vakari, you could plant them together with the halachas how you're allowed to plant things together. We had a Mesechus Shabbos, which is really comes from a Mishnah in Mesechus Kalayim, that if you have a row that 6x6 tefachim, that you could plant five different species in it. So that's what it means. They could all be planted in an aruga according to the halachas of how you could plant an aruga.
What's he saying?
So Frati Gemara Kilchasan, if it's planted Kilchasan in the way that the halacha dictates, Tanina, that's a mission. What do you need Rav to say? Aruga. If you have a row of that 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, zerim b'slecha, you could plant in it chamisha zeroin, in 5 different species of plants, arba al arba ruchis haruga, 4 on the 4 sides, 1 on each side, v'aychabem said, plus 1 more in the center. So back to the kasha. So what's Rav's chiddush? Says the Gemara, ma'od detema, I may have said, hani mili b'zeroin, maybe this heter of planting 6 species in aruga is dafka zroim. Avol yirok is, but vegetables loy, meaning maybe only grains, zroim, or things like that, or kidneys, those types of plants don't mix with each other as much. They're not yearning so far, so you can get 5 different minim into one row that's 6x6. Avol yirok is, but vegetables which are yearning more, loy, cannot be put into the row. Kamash Malon, that's Rav's Chiddush, that even vegetables could be planted in a garden this way, that Shisha Bashisha Tfakim, you could have 5 minim. Frakti Gemara, lememra, is this to say, the Yerokas Alim Mizroim, that Yerokas are stronger than Zroim, that they are Yarnik, the radius of their Yuniga goes further, and if you would have a Havamina that Dafka Zroim is Mutter, but Yerokas is Aser? Vatnan, if anything, we have a mission that says the exact opposite. Kol min zroim, all different types of zroim in zerim baruga may not be planted in this row. Baruga achas in the same row. Kol min yirokas, whereas vegetables zerim baruga achas may be planted in the same row. Meaning this heter of an aruga that's 6x6 to plant 5 different types, 5 different meaning that if anything it's the exact opposite. It's daf yirokas and not zroim. So back to the kasha, what would be your havamina that you can't do these things? These are yurakis are for sure mutter. So and for the gemara ma'al detema, I may have said hani mara min zroim ninu. I mean that's good for the chiddush. Yes, we know that the halacha is only yurakis are mutter and not zroim. These plants that we mentioned, you could have had a havamina that they are, or at least some of them are zroim. And by Rav saying that all of them may be planted in aruga, so he's letting you know that all of them are yurakis, and therefore all of them may be planted in the aruga. Kamash malon, that they're all considered yurakis.
This means it's a smaller, meaning, does the Mishnah Kalayim distinguish, saying that it's a smaller area? When it says Shisha, Shisha.
Right.
You think it's less for Yerakas?
No, that means that mission, this mission, the second mission is qualifying, that Shisha, Shisha's mutter is dafka by Yerakas. That means Zroim would need more. The 6x6 is only for Yerakas. Right. Yeah, and if anything, Zroim needs more.
The Mishnah said Yerakos.
This second Mishnah of Kol of Kol Min Yisroel in Zerim Varuga is explaining the first Mishnah. That hatter that we said before is Daka for Yerakos, not for Yisroel.
No, it means even for Yerakos.
At which step of the Gemara are you in? First, the Gemara wanted to say he said even Yerakos. Then the Gemara asked, he can't mean even Yerakos because if anything, Yerakos are more kuladik.
Right.
And like it says in this second mission of Ratanan, Komini Yisroel means Zarim Baruga, Achas cannot be planted in the same row. Komini Yerakos, Zarim Baruga, Achas Masha, Enkin Yerakos may be planted in the same row. That means at this point we're saying that the Heter is Dafka for Yerakos and not for Yisroel.
Right. So when we said Ruga in the second rice or whatever, that's what we...
It's referring to the Ruga of the Mishnah that you can plant five minimum.
So according to
the Mishnah,
the word
Zaroinim over there doesn't mean Zaroinim. Zaroinim means seeds.
And
the second Mishnah is telling us that it's Dafka vegetable seeds, not grain seeds or kidney seeds.
So that Mishnah is not referring to seeds.
Not referring to Zaroinim. Right.
And that's Bala.
It sounds like this is the way we're asking, right? So again, so now that the mascara, we know that the heather is only for Yerakos. So Rav was coming to say you may have thought that the species of Mar are considered Zroim and not Yerakos, and therefore they wouldn't have the heather of Aruga. Kamash Malon Rav that they were considered Yerakos, and therefore they do fall under the heather of Aruga. So on that, the Gemara asks, it's still no good. Because Zroim Salkadaychi, you would have a half a minute to say that these species of Mar are Zroim? V'atnan, doesn't the Mishnah say Yerakos? It says, that's the heading of the Mishnah. Elu Yerakos, the following vegetables. So obviously, they're all Yerakos. V'toni Bar Kapar, and similarly in Bar Kapar's Brisa that we quoted before, it also says Yerakos. V'toni Debe Shmuel, Yerakos. So each one of them mentions Yerakos. So how could you have a halamir that there's Zroim to think that they don't have a heter, that you should need Rav to come and say that they have the heter being planted in the Aruga? And for the Gemara, Chazeres, it's Tricholei. The Chiddush of Rav was Chazeres, which is, again, the way we're translating is Lettuce. Because Salka Taita Chamino, because you would have a halamir that Hoyel the Seva Lahakshois, since it eventually gets hard, and at that point in time, it will need a larger space. It's no longer like a vegetable. So even lechatchila, you shouldn't plant it in such a small space because since it will eventually get hard, therefore you should give it a larger space. So kamashalon, that we don't say that. Meaning, because the Mishnah says chazeres is a vegetable but it's only a vegetable in the beginning when it's soft. But maybe it eventually becomes hard, it's no longer a vegetable. So therefore, you would think to say that even mitchila, when you plant it, since you know it'll eventually get hard, maybe you should give it a larger space. And where do we see such a concept? Because Lavam Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, didn't Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina say a similar thing, that kelach shel kruv, a stalk of cabbage, shehukshe, once it gets hard, marchivin loy beis reva, you have to widen the area that it needs to be separated from everything else, the size of a quarter of a calf. Meaning, as long as it's soft, it's like Yerakos, and they can be planted closer to the other minim. Once they get hard, then they're no longer like Yerakos, and therefore they have to have a separate base roivo. They can't be planted together in closer to other things. So, Alma, what do we see? Even the Seifel HaHakshis, since this min kruv is Seifel HaHakshis, Yavin and Leirav Chotvei, it requires a larger area. So Hachanami, so maybe the same thing with Chazeres, Nesil Rav Kutvei, since we established before, the whole mile of Chazeres is its Seva L'Akshos, so even though it starts off as being a Yerek, maybe because it's Seva L'Akshos, we should treat it like Kruv. And therefore, it should need a larger space, you can't plant it in an Aruga. Kamashulam, that Rav tells us that no, it still may be planted in an Aruga. And I guess the maskana, the reason is, even though it's Seva L'Akshos, it's not to the same level as the Kruv, and therefore, we let you plant it mitchila in a row that's only 6x6 tvachim, even though it's going to be much closer to the other minim, and it doesn't have its own base raiva, its own area of a quarter of a calf.
So the hakshos is because
of the roots? When it stays in the ground long enough, it eventually turns hard.
So how does that affect
the... Because then it's no longer a vegetable, and the shear that it's yenik is much more. Yeah, that's what you meant by the root, yeah.
So
No, Enchanam, yeah.
So a tree, like a fruit tree, has the
sun. A tree needs much more space than everything has its own halachas of how far they have to be, but trees need more space than. But trees have a mila in a way. Not getting too involved in the kalayim now, because we've discussed this when we had this earlier in Shabbos. There's two problems with kalayim. There's a yanika issue that they nourish from each other, but there's also that they look like they're mixed. Like, therefore, if you have a fence in between, even though one goes right up to the fence on one side, one goes right up to the fence on the other side, it's not going to be a problem. So trees, the way trees grow, they don't really mix. And especially trees with plants, and therefore there's kulos. Mitzad echad, the unique of a tree is much more. Mitzad sheni, there are certain kulos that trees have that you won't have from one species of yarakims to another, because yarakims, the way they grow, they just go run right on top of each other. But the sheer unique of a tree is far wider than the sheer unique. It's negev for other things also. There's negev for bikurim. It's negev for mecha chomemkur. The sheer unique of a tree is far wider than of vegetables. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Yotzim Bem, you're Yotzim with all these minim, Beilachim, Beinivashim, whether they're moist or whether they're already dried out. Amar Chista, Loishanu Ela Bekelach. That which we said that even after they're dried out, you could still be Yotzim with it, that's only true of the stalks. Al Ba'alim, but the leaves, Lachim in Nivashim, only when they're moist, not when they're dried out. Because the leaves, once they're dried out, they lose the taste of Mara, and you cannot no longer be Yotzim with them. Frakti Gemara, how could that be? The homie, the Gatani Seifa, if the Seifa of our Mishnah says, Bekelach Shalem Yoytze with the stalks, so Michal de Reish, it's Masha that until that line in the Mishnah, the whole Reish of the Mishnah was discussing Olin, the leaves. And if that's the case, that which we said, Bein Lachem Bein Levishim, is obviously referring to the leaves. So says the Gemara, no, Purushi Kam Mefarish, that which the Mishnah says, the Yotzim Bekelach Shalahem is not a new thing that we're adding, that not only are you Yotzim with leaves, you're also Yotzim with the stalks. Rather, it's an explanation of the Reisha. That which we just, Kikatani Bein Lachem Bein Yivashim, that which we just got finished saying, that you could be Yotzim Bein Belachem Bein Yivashim, whether they're still moist or whether they're already dried out, Akelach, that's only referring to the stalk. But the leaves have to be Dafka moist. Meisvei, Yotzim Behem Uva Kelach Shalem, you're Yotzim with them, which is Masha, the leaves, or with their stalks, Bein Lachem Bein Yivashim, whether they're Lach, whether they're moist, or whether they're Yivashim, whether they're already dried out. Dere Meir, Vacham Meimim, the Chom disagree, the Chom say Lachem Yotzim Behem, Yivashim Bein Yotzim Behem, you're only Yotzim when they're Lach, when they're still moist, not when they're already dried out. Veshalvin, everybody agrees to Yotzimem Kimushim, that you're Yotzim with them when they're withering away. If there's, even though they're wilting, they're withering, but they're, as long as they're still moist, everybody, even the Chum, will agree that you could be Yotzim with them. Avaloi Kivushim, but once they're preserved, Veloi Shalukim, or very cooked, like we said before, Veloi Mivushalim, or regular cooked, all of those, that already takes away the Tam, and you can't be Yotzim with them. Kloli Shaldover, the rule is, Kol Sheyesh B'Tam Mara, as long as it still retains the bitter taste, Yotzim Boi, Kol She'ein B'Tam Mara, anything that's done to it that takes away the bitter taste, then Ein Yotzim Boi, then you're not Yotzim. Bottom line, this Bryce has said, you're Yotzim with them and with their stalks, and then it says, Bein Lachem Bein Yivashim. So the Pasha says, Bein Lachem Bein Yivashim is going back on both. So, if that's the case, we see even the leaves, you could be Yotzim when they're Yavish. Says the Gemara, no. Targuma Aklach. That which it says, Bein Lachem Bein Yivashim, is not going back on both. You're Yotzim both with the leaves and the stalks. Now, when you're using the stalks, you could use a Bein Lachem Bein Yivashim. But Ein Echanami, when you're using the leaves, they have to be Dafka Lachim. Torabonon. Ein Yotzim Behem Kimushim. You cannot be Yotzim with them when they're Kimushim, when they're withering. Mishur Lazar Sadak Amru, Yotzim Behem Kimushim, you could use them when they're Kimushim. Boi. Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had a shayla. Mao she yetzi adam yideich halasa b'marsha ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Could a person use mar that's ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim? Alibi the Rebbe Kiva leiti ba'ilach. According to Rebbe Kiva, it's not a shayla. Because we had a machlokes before, Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Yosi Aglili, by matzah, if you could be yetzi with matzah that's ma'aser sheni or not. Rabbi Akiva said yes, because he doesn't darshan lechem ayni to say that it's dafke necho baninus, and he doesn't darsh, and it's not a problem of bechol moishes because it has pidyon when it's tamei. And at bottom line is Rabbi Akiva held that you could be yaitzah with ma'aser sheni of matzah. So hashda b'matzah the araisa matzah, which is the araisa, and nonetheless nothing you could be yaitzah with matzah of ma'aser sheni. So b'mar the rabbanon, where mar was only the rabbanon. So over here there's a machlokes if the rabbanon means because we're talking about mar b'zman is that the chiv is only the rabbanon. Or Rashi doesn't like that pshat. Rashi likes better the other pshat that mar, the ma'aser sheni of mar is the rabbanon, because midaraisa the only things that are chayiv in ma'aser sheni in shumas and ma'aser are dagon, tirish and yitzar, which is or grapes and olives and grain. Everything else, the chumas and maizers are only the rabbanon. So all vegetables, by definition, are the maizers only the rabbanon. So the rice, it's not maizer sheni. So the rice, it's definitely nechol lo'ayni, and it's definitely nechol b'chol maizeris. So mara, which is only the rabbanon, so mara, which is the rabbanon, mibayi, for sure, you don't have to tell me that you could be yaitzah with them. When do you have a shadow? Leave it to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, who says you cannot be yaitzah with matzah of ma'aser sheni. Mai. So what about mar? Do we say the matzah the raisa the nothing of mar the rabbana nothing? That dafka by when it's ma'aser sheni the raisa. That's when you can't be yaitzah with it. But since but something that's only ma'aser sheni the rabbana, since me the raisa it's not ma'aser sheni, you could be yaitzah with it. I don't know. Call the talk about okay the raisa talking, or maybe not. Called to talk about Rabbanon, whenever Rabbanon established something, they established a Kain Daraisa. So just like Ma'aser Sheni Daraisa, you can't be Yaitzah with, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So who are the Ma'aser Sheni Darabanan? At least me Darabanan, you can't be Yaitzah with it. Amar Rava, Mistabra, Matzah Mar are compared to each other. So whatever Dinim apply to Matzah, apply to Mar. So just like according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Matzah may not be Ma'aser Sheni. So who are they? Mar may not be Ma'aser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, "Ein sharin es amurson l'tana goylem." You cannot soak bran in order to feed it to the chickens, because by doing so, it's going to end up becoming chametz. Avocholtim, but you could boil them. When you drop them into hot water, so they're going to get cooked right away, and that's going to stop the chimutz process. They won't become chametz. So therefore, you may do so. Ha'isha, similarly, a woman like tishra es amurson, she can't soak bran. She tayvich biyada l'merchatza to take it with her to the bathhouse. They used to rub their bodies with bran after they went to the merchitz. So she can't soak the bran to take it there because, again, in the meanwhile, it's going to end up becoming chametz. I will show you, sorry, others, but she may rub it dry on her skin, and we're not afraid that it's going to become chametz there on the skin. Layilas adam chitim, a person may not chew wheat and to place it on his wound. Again, they used to use that as a bandage. So one may not do so because by chewing it, that's going to make it damp, and that's going to cause it to become chametz. When you let it sit on the wound, it's going to become chametz. So therefore, you cannot do it. Tanabana. The following things don't become chametz. Once it's already baked, or it's already cooked, so afterwards, even if you make it wet, it's not going to become chametz anymore. So the whole gebracht, the whatever the reasons are, but maker adin for sure, once something's baked properly and cooked properly, it will never become chametz anymore. V'chalot, or if it's boiled, shachol debaraisa, that you put it into boiling hot water, so that once it's in the hot water, it cooks and it will never become chametz. So fakti gemara mevushel, the middle one that we said cooked chametz, ad mevushalei mechmiya. Why doesn't it become chametz until it gets warm? Meaning to say, what's the difference between chalot and mevushel? Chalot means you put it into boiling hot water. So what's mevushel? Obviously, once you cook it, it's boiling. Teretz is you start off with a pot of cold water, and it boils up. So that's the difference between mevushel and chalot. If that's the case, so you're right, once the water's hot, it will make it not become chametz, but until the water gets hot, why doesn't it become chametz? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not two different things, chametz that's baked or chametz that's cooked. It's one thing. Once it's baked, even if you cook it afterwards and you make it wet, it will not become chametz. Or chalut, chametz that you go straight into boiling hot water. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yuda says, kemach, flour, shenafel, l'saychet, delef, that it started raining into the flour. Afilu ko'ayem kuloi, even if it's a whole day, anybody de chimutz, it's not going to become chametz. And Rav Papa explains, if it's raining enough that it comes one drip right after the other, there's no break in between, so since it's constantly being worked, so to say, and water is constantly going in there, so there's never a point that it's sitting still, and that's the rule by dough, even though we're machped on 18 minutes no matter what, but like we're going to see later on, and we had this really a little bit earlier also by when we discussed the menachas and the Beis HaMikdash, as long as the dough is being worked, it will never become chametz. It's only when it sits still, then it's able to rise. So if one drip is coming right after the other, it's not sitting still, it will not become chametz. Amidir Bei Rav Shila, they said by Rav Shila's yeshiva, Vatika Shari. Vatika, which is some type of dish that they made out of flour, is mutter. Vatanya, we have a price that says Vatika Aser. That vatika is aser. Like Asha says, the Gemara Hada Avdi b'mishcha u'milcha. If it's made with oil and salt, then it's mutter, because like we had before, may peiros are not machmits. Hada Avdi b'mayu u'milcha. But Masha again, if it's made with water and salt, so then it is machmits, and that's the one that's aser. Amar Marzutra, leilimchi inchi kidra bekimcha. A person shouldn't thicken a cooked dish with flour. And even flour that was made from kernels that were roasted, dried out in a furnace, so you would think that because they're dried out, it's like they're baked and they can't become chametz. Nonetheless, you still shouldn't use this flour to thicken a dish. Dilma lebashal shaper, because we have to be afraid that maybe when you're drying out the kernels, you didn't cook it well enough to the point that it's 100% cooked, that it can't become chametz anymore. And therefore, now that you're putting the flour into the pot, then it's going to end up becoming chametz. And therefore, one may not do so on Pesach. This is